public now gets a chance to look at what's planned for the former Women and Children's Hospital site. The Planning Board approved the draft environmental impact statement and ordered a public hearing and started the public comment period. That's to conclude July 29th, but could be extended. Final approval isn't likely until sometime in October. This is separate from the planned building at Elmwood and Bryant, which is farther along in the process. Lawyer Mark Romanowski says this is all part of the process.
We would like to, you know, begin construction as soon as we can, but we understand we have to get through this process first. The public comment period we expect will be substantial, and so all of that needs to be digested by planning staff and the planning board, so they're going to need some time to do that.
The board also approved yet another change in plans for the towering Seneca One project. This would remove vast blank walls along Washington and Exchange to be replaced by facade improvements for potential commercial or office space and another building directly above on the Tower Plaza. There are no commercial or residential tenants yet on the lower floors of the complex, with the filed plan calling for residential tenants in the fall, with much of what's being built and added to now finished by February of next year. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.